Hi, this is Pastor Logan Robertson from Pillar Baptist Church in Ipswich, Australia, and I'm bringing you the first Mormon moment, and this one is going to be why the Book of Mormon is a fraud and why Joseph Smith, he added unto God's word, he changed God's word, and he's also in the pits of hell because it says if anyone adds unto God's word or takes away, now their part out of the Book of Life is going to be taken away. And Joseph Smith's part out of the Book of Life was taken away. I'm going to read you this verse from the Book of Mormon. I've got the Book of Mormon, Doctrine of Covenants, and the Pearl of Great Price here. It's sort of fallen apart, but it says in chapter number 29 of 2 Nephi, in verse 6, it says, "Thou fool, thou shalt say, a Bible. We have got a Bible, and we need no other Bible." So according to this, it says that you're a fool if you think that, you know, the Bible, there's only one Bible, by the way, it's the King James Bible. And if you're a fool if you think that, you're a fool if you think that that's the only Bible. And then it goes on to say this, "Wherefore, because that ye have a Bible, ye need not suppose that it contains all my words, neither need ye suppose that I have not caused more to be written." And that's very convenient for Joseph Smith to put that in there because he added unto God's word, and he's saying, hey, you don't want to suppose that this contains, you know, the Bible contains all the words of God. Now, let me read you a verse from the Bible. It actually says in Proverbs chapter 30 and verse number 5, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee and thou be found a liar." It says you'll be found a liar if you add unto God's word. Joseph Smith added unto God's word, and he's found to be a liar. And if you watch the rest of these videos, you'll find out why he's a liar. Because he changes so many things that the Bible teaches, and they, you know, they corrupt the Bible. Have a nice day anyway.